In high school sports on the weekend, Atlantic hosting its Trojan boys tennis tourney on Saturday. It was Knoxville winning the team title. They had 28 points. Abraham Lincoln with 26 points, the runner-up. Shenandoah third with 18. Atlantic had 17 for fourth. Red Oak and Des Moines Lincoln each had 16. Creston 12 and Kemper Catholic had 11 points. Number one singles champ was Kyle Crowell of Abraham Lincoln. Nick Podaisky of Atlantic placing third at number one singles. And number two singles, A.J. Jackson of Knoxville was the champ with Grant Podaisky of Atlantic the runner-up. In doubles at number one, it was Austin Little and Tony Salato of Knoxville winning the title. Atlantic's doubles team of Ben Parker and Kyle Kruger placed seventh at number one doubles. In the number two doubles division, it was Jake McClung and Brandon DeLong of Knoxville winning the title. The Atlantic duo of Kane Stewart and Caleb Williams placing seventh at the number two doubles division. At the Kemper Catholic Golf Invitational on Saturday girls meet, it was Alta Aurelia winning the title. They shot 346. Carroll was the 389, was the runner-up. Atlantic placed third at 392. Kemper Catholic and Spencer round out the top five. There were 11 teams in that tourney. Erica Locken of Alta Aurelia shot 82 and was the medalist. Lexi Patton of Alta Aurelia also shot 82. She was the runner-up medalist. Brooke Newell of Atlantic shot an 84 for third place. Aaron Olson of Atlantic shot 86. That was good for a fourth place finish in Saturday's meet. At the Denison Monarch girls soccer tourney on Saturday, in first round action, Denison defeated AHSTW 2-1. Carroll over Spencer over Carroll 7-0. Abe Lincoln beat Missouri Valley 3-1 and Tri-Center over Trainer 1-0. Semifinals saw Spencer beat Denison 6-0 and Abe Lincoln over Tri-Center 2-1 in penalty kicks. In the consolation round, Carroll beat AHSTW on penalty kicks 2-1. Trainer over Missouri Valley 4-0. That set up to place winning games. In seventh place, AHSTW defeated Missouri Valley 2-0. For fifth place, it was Trainer over Carroll 5-0. Third place saw Tri-Center beat Denison 1-0. And in the championship match, it went to penalty kicks before Spencer defeated Abraham Lincoln by a score of 2-1 for the title. Well, Colton Wong homered in the 14th inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates in extra innings for the third straight time, 3-2 yesterday. The Cardinals posted three extra inning wins in a row for the first time since 2006, when they twice beat Houston before the All-Star break, and then won at Dodger Stadium when play resumed. Pedro Alvarez homered in the Pittsburgh 12th inning before the Cardinals tied it on a bases-loaded single by Peter Borges in the bottom half. St. Louis left the bases loaded in the 11th and again in the 12th. The finale of a three-game series that totaled 35 innings lasted 4 hours and 28 minutes. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia beat Miami 6-2. It was Washington over the New York Mets 1-0. Atlanta beat Cincinnati 5-0. Milwaukee over Chicago 5-3. L.A. beat Arizona in 13 innings 1-0. And San Diego over Colorado 8-6. One interleague game saw San Francisco beat the L.A. Angels 5-0. In the American League, Miguel Cabrera hit a two-run homer. Hannibal Sanchez carried a perfect game into the sixth inning, and the Detroit Tigers held on to beat the Kansas City Royals 6-4 Sunday, salvaging a split of their four-game series. Alex Avila also drove in three runs for the Tigers, who dropped the first two games of the series before squeaking out a 2-1 victory behind David Price's masterpiece Saturday. Sanchez was just as good as his rotation mate, as the righty didn't allow a runner until Paulo Orlando dribbled a single up the middle leading off the sixth inning. Sanchez wound up allowing three runs on four hits over 7 1/3 innings. Kansas City nearly bailed out Jeremy Guthrie by scoring two runs in the seventh and two more in the eighth, but Tom Gorzolani struck out Eric Hosmer to leave a runner aboard, and Joaquim Soria shut down his former team in the ninth to pick up his 10th save of the season. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Cleveland beat Toronto 10-7, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 4-2, Minnesota beat Chicago 13-3, Houston over Seattle 7-6, it was Oakland over Texas 7-1, and the Yankees over Boston 8-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa beat Oklahoma City 7-3, Omaha winner over Colorado Springs by a final of 4-2. Well, the NBA's number one seeds began their conference semifinal series at home on Sunday. The Golden State Warriors breezed to victory, while the Atlanta Hawks quickly lost home court advantage. Bradley Beal scored 28 points, and the Washington Wizards dominated down the stretch as they beat Atlanta 104-98. Game two in that series is set for Tuesday in Atlanta. The Warriors picked up their 21st straight home win as Stephen Curry delivered 22 points and 7 assists in a 101-86 win against Memphis. Game two is in Oakland on Tuesday. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Anaheim Ducks all enjoy 2-0 leads in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nikita Kucherov scored two of the Lightning's four power play goals in a 6-2 rout of the Canadiens in Montreal. Game three is Wednesday in Tampa. The Hawks took a while to get going before posting a nifty 4-1 triumph over the Wild. It was a scoreless tie until Jonathan Toews netted a shorthanded goal with 7:32 left in the second period. Patrick Kane tallied twice, and Patrick Sharp added a goal and an assist for the Blackhawks. Game 3 is Tuesday at Minnesota. The Ducks were 3-0 winners over Calgary behind Frederick Anderson, who stopped 30 shots in his first career playoff shutout. The Flames will host Game 3 on Tuesday. Dale Earnhardt Jr. claimed his first Sprint Cup victory of the season, finishing in front of Jimmy Johnson at Talladega Super Speedway. Earnhardt led a race-high 67 laps and easily won when no one from a single-file line of cars could challenge him. It's the sixth career victory at Talladega for Earnhardt, but it's his first since 2004. Paul Menard was third, followed by Ryan Blaney and Martin Truex Jr. Pole sitter Jeff Gordon was in contention until he was penalized for speeding on pit road, dropping him to 30th on the final restart. Gordon led 47 laps before finishing 31st in the race. And in golf, Rory McIlroy has won the Match Play Championship with a 4-2 triumph over Gary Woodland. The top-ranked McIlroy began his busy Sunday by closing out a 22-hole victory over Paul Casey before posting a 1-up win over Jim Furyk in the semifinals. The Irishman took control of the final match by taking 4 straight holes on the front nine. McIlroy was close to elimination several times during the tournament. He was 2 down with 2 holes to play on Friday when he rallied against Billy Horschel to win in 20 holes. McIlroy also was 1 down on 17 against Casey before extending his quarterfinal round match. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.